Tēnā koutou katoa, nau mai piki mai ki tēnei o a tātou nei hōtaka Whitiwhiti. Ko Haukura Jones tēnei, tō koutou kaikawe kōrero i tēnei pō. Welcome to Whitiwhiti. You're here with us for Te Hiku Media's weekly episodes. This is our second show this week, and we're talking, keeping on the same education kaupapa. The earlier this week, we spoke about the Toitū Wānanga to help school-aged level 2 and level 3 students ensure that they've got those credits outside of school if something's happened where they're just missing a few credits. So tonight we're speaking with Simon Edwards, manager of the team parenting and also the adult education at Far North Reap, and Jairu Papira, cluster manager for literacy Aotearoa o Te Tai Tokerau. So nau mai piki mai, tēnā kōrua.
Kia ora.
Tēnā kōrua.
Nice to have you on. Thank you for sharing this evening with us. Looking forward to hearing about both of your work. Would you like to introduce yourself for a short period?
Kei te pai. Ko au?
Ai, mau.
Ai. Tēnā koutou katoa. Kia koe te haukura mō te whai wāhi ki te kōrero mō te kaupapa o tēnei rā. E mihi ana e te whānaunga o Simon no Far North Reap. He pai ki te whakapuake i a mātou whakaro mo te kaupape whakarahia ana tēnā koe takutuahine. Ki te hunga o whakarongo ana, tēnā koutou katoa. Ko Jairu Papira tōku ingoa. Actually, my name is actually Jennifer Rihari Ru Papira. Engari, everybody knows me better as Jay. Currently reside here in Ahipara, married to a handsome as man from Ngāti Kahu. He wouldn't say he's from Ngāti Kahu, he would say he's born and bred here in Ahipara. So a local boy, Beni Ru Papira. We have 5 beautiful adult children and have inherited or extended our whānau with 3 beautiful in-laws. We have 2 beautiful moko. Moko boys, and we have whāngaid, a moko girl, and currently waiting for our moko princess to arrive, hopefully in December or January. Four of our Pākehi children are still residing here in Te Hiku, and we have 1 elder son that's currently residing in Sydney. So currently work for Literacy Aotearoa and Te Tai Tokerau, manage the cluster sites within Whangarei, Dargaville or the Kaipara area and here in Kaitaia. Thank you for inviting me to be here and join the kōrero. Ngā mihi.
Thank you.
Oh, wow. Kia ora everyone. My name is Simon Edwards. I work at Far North Reap here in Kaitaia. I'm the manager of the adult community education team and our group and team parenting team as well. I've been living in Kaitaia, live on the way out to Ahipara. It's beautiful. Since 2007, moved up here from Henderson, West Auckland, with my husband and our 2 kids, Nathan and Shannon. They both went to Kaitaia, well, Pompalia, the convent first, and then Kaitaia College. Our girl is in the Navy, so she lives in Auckland, and our boy is a builder. He's just become qualified, and after 5 years of being away, he's moving home actually today to back home to live, because he just misses being, having this upbringing that he had. And my husband, Anthony Edwards, been together since we were very, very young. Love living up here in the Far North. I do whakapapa here to Te Rārawa. That's me. Thank you for the opportunity to be on this call today.
Ngā mihi, thank you both for sharing and letting us have a little bit of insight into who you are and your whānau, and just also your tātai tū, te hiku o te ika, me ngā iwi, katoa, muri whenua, ngā mihi kia kōrua. Should we start with Jay? Let's start a little bit about Literacy Aotearoa. What services do you do offer and how do you support people in their literacy journey? What type of people use your services, and I guess is it to enhance their reading and writing for career or learning education wise?
Good question. So Literacy Aotearoa covers a range of adult education. So Simone and I are very familiar with the kōrero around adult education, and literacy and numeracy is embedded in a lot of what we do within the communities anyway, regardless of what programs we deliver. Probably the key difference for literacy is that we specialise in understanding the strands of literacy demands. So it's reading, writing, speaking, listening, and numeracy, or understanding symbols and interpreting those. With the new technology coming in place, of course, we've got to add the whole technology language into all our kaupapa that we deliver. We will deliver to any adults that are requiring support. Majority of our learners will come to us for basic upskilling, learner licensing, basic computing skills, work readiness programs, so wanting to do their CV or update their CV. We have new employers that will come, or employees, sorry, that will come to us to understand what their roles are, what their rights are as employees, what their health and safety regulations are within their workplaces, how to interpret the documentation, all the legal requirements around their form filling and things like that. So we get a lot of employees that will need support around that. We also work with ITO learners, so pre-apprentices that are going into apprenticeships. We work alongside the, ITO, BCITO, MITO, and sort of partner up with them around some of the programs that they identify that their new apprentices need extra assistance around interpreting documentation. So a lot of it's around interpreting documentation, a lot of it's around meeting the literacy language within different contexts, and basically adult community education. We have a whole range of programs that we've designed and developed for different communities, but I think the special thing that we can do as tutors is tailor them to the actual demands of our clients that are coming to us, learners that are coming to us rather than clients.
Do you have a background in education, Jay?
Oh, I've been in tertiary education since, how old is my eldest son? He's 30, so probably about 25 years.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, moving through Gateway, Pathways, youth guarantee programs, parenting programs with Far North Reap. Lots of experience in tertiary education.
I was just curious about your, just want to know more about you and your journey. Adult education, what's that like? Are you seeing a lot of people pursue further education in the adult years? Who are the people that you're trying to reach out to?
Yeah, I suppose for us, we are not accredited in any way. So most of our learning opportunities or courses are very foundational. And it's really just an opportunity to really re-engage in learning. And get people back into building their own confidence that they actually can learn, or they do enjoy learning. It's quite broad, to be honest, here at Far North Reap. It's hard to cater for everybody because people are always messaging us about what they want to learn, but we also need to be able to sort of fulfill our contracts as well. So, but most of the stuff we do or have been doing is the real intro stuff, like introductions to laptops, using computers, that digital stuff. We've got a steps to employment workshop, CVs, the same as Jay.
You know how you were saying about the laptop things, because I have a friend and she's very savvy with all things, But she said, you know, she might be 30-ish, 30, between 35 to 40. And for some reason or another, she's part of this group of people that kind of missed that computer generation, because I think a lot of the young people, are not all young people, but a lot of them, they had access to Windows XP and Windows 7, and they came up with all the Windows, and then they got to 10 and Microsoft Edge and all sorts of. But she says, you know, I think I really want to, because it really gives you more opportunities, if you know how to use a computer.
It does, yeah.
You've just got so much more opportunities with work.
I think it's probably with actually using the computers when you really get into it. Like the laptops one is really an intro to laptops. You know, right from the beginning, like literally opening up and turning it on, navigating, security, all that sort of stuff, setting up emails, so quite basic stuff. But what you're talking about, I agree, it's more the how do you use Microsoft Word, like not just basically, but really, you know, tables and can do all sorts of stuff. Excel, I find, is a big one. Even here with my work colleagues, I'm always helping people because people don't actually understand how to use it properly. So that's probably what you're sort of talking about, is actually being able to make it work better for you. But it, to be honest, it just takes time, and you need to be quite repetitive in what you're doing.
Yeah, computer literacy is one thing, AJ. Is there, do you offer computer literacy, and are there, is there a sort of barrier that people are needing to overcome? Do they get whakama that they're not quite knowledgeable with technology, or are they open to just absorbing it all in?
I think our elderly are a lot more open to want to learn, because there's a need to in our systems today, for them to have some kind of technology savviness around communicating. And so I've found that over the last 2 years during the COVID lockdowns, you know, it was more of a, we have to, you know, we were sort of pushed into a space where we have to educate every learner that comes in to require our services to use a Chromebook, you know, and because, so, you know, of course, we've got to teach them how to, you know, open a Chromebook, exactly what Simone is saying. But then there's a whole suite, Google suite, that you've got to navigate them through. And so, of course, we've got to upskill our tutors to deliver those, whether it be online or face-to-face. And the challenges, of course, over the last 2 years is with our whānau and our local communities being a bit, not whakama, just mātaku really, to be face-to-face with everything that was going on. So you had to sort of work with them to get them to a skill base where they weren't scared to say, click the link, join me. It's a classroom just like how we're talking now. And then showing them how to navigate that through this kind of platform.
Yeah.
It's exciting. It is exciting once they open up and they see you and they go, oh, how did you get there? And how do I do this? And how do you do that? And so I suppose, again, when I think back at the last 2 years and the way that providers have had to adapt to meet the needs of the learners and still keep people engaged, like what Simone was saying, lots of people out there, and try and engage them through the isolation stuff. So yes, we do. We do provide, again, basic computing skills. We do move more into the actual Chromebooks because we actually lease the Chromebooks to our learners during their programs. So it just makes sense to us to actually teach them through the whole Google Suite stuff. And then, of course, when we think about our employers who are wanting to upskill, like Simone was saying, around the spreadsheets or Excel spreadsheets is a big one for people in administration. You know, how do we keep everything all in one table? You know, those are some of the programs that we sort of move on to some of our specialised tutors and say, here's your group. You know, we offer them in the evenings, we offer them in the afternoons, in the weekends, pretty much wherever we can create a group. We'll try and get there. So In Cluster 1, or in Taitokerau, we have 12 tutor contractors that are sort of all around, and we try and spread them out all over the place. So we've got a couple of tutors up in Pukenui, a couple of tutors out in Cable Bay and Whatawhiwhi and Kaiō and Kerikeri.
Do they offer the classes locally, say, for Douglas Bay or Kaiō and further up north? Oh, yeah, that's good.
Definitely, definitely.
You were saying, you were saying there, were they not accredited? Do you mean like they're not NZQA courses? And does that matter?
No, it doesn't really matter. It's just, I just always like to say that to make it quite clear, like it is, we're quite free range. So, you know, what happens for us is if we get enough inquiries to create a course that people are interested in, it fits with our funding and all that, we will try and create that and move with the learner. I think that's actually quite that's a positive thing. Mm-hmm. You know, for instance, you could be running a course, a computers course, and it's whatever, 5 weeks long, but we have the ability to say, hey, do you want to do another 5 weeks? What else do you want to learn? So it is with the learner as well, and they continue to grow their skills. It's not just like 5 weeks or 10 weeks and you're done. And also, I was going to say, sometimes people struggle with the really prescriptive accredited courses, especially when they're like really long and they're very structured and they can move at maybe a pace that isn't in line with the learner as well.
And sometimes, I guess, because I know that you offer, I think I've seen Kylie, she's off doing the Raranga course as one of the kaiako through you. And I think I remember a time when North Tech, they still offer the Raranga course, and also there was a Karanga course, but I remember speaking to another kaiako and they said, you know what, Haukura, I think that it's actually a lot more work for the kaiako to teach Karanga in that framework of NZQA because of the reporting, and it just takes so much, you know, just so much more time and work for the kaiako when they could just be doing a lot more of the practical and the theoretical stuff and outside of the reporting for the numbers to give back to NZQA and those boards.
Yeah, we do have Kylie. She's one of our like tutors that we contract into. So she does the Raranga and Rongoa. Things that are hands-on are always really well attended. I mean, people like to do stuff that's interesting and engaging. We've also been doing some cooking classes. And they've been good. It's just also a place to come together, and you can do something quite, it's not heavy, you know, and it's enjoyable.
And how's the response been with the kaumātua and kuia? Because I seen that they had a course and they're doing things like waiata and I think it's poi making.
we've had a rōpū here that's come every Monday for the last at least 5 or 6 years. And so they just come here and we like to let them be in charge of themselves. Like, we're not saying you've got to learn this. You know, some weeks they just do their own thing. But this year we have definitely been the two ace people on my team, Ariana Smith and Heidi Barrable. They go and spend time with them every week, and they do all sorts of stuff. It's waiata, it's definitely ukulele, but they're always doing quizzes and art. They sort of brought art into the mix because our ku and kamata are really competitive. So when you split them into groups, and it's like, oh, it's hilarious, but it's awesome because it's just that interaction. And then we also have a group in Te Kau, just a little small group up there. I think there's about 8 that kua kamata that turn up every week, and Ariana and Heidi have been going up there throughout the year, and they're doing the laptops, Jay. And I was just what you were saying before, like very slow progress, but now they're so confident, so they're going to move on to, you know, things like staying in touch with your whānau, the whole social media part, uploading photos, being able to do a Zoom with their whānau or their moko, you know. So, yeah, it's been really awesome that they've been able to get up to another area, sort of out of the tire.
Yeah, because a lot of, over the COVID lockdown, like you're saying, Jay, our iwi AGMs and things were hosted on Zoom. That was a... it's you know, it's accessible to so many of us, but it really built a barrier between the kaumātua and kuia that are used to doing all things kanohi ki te kanohi on the marae, and then having this, you know, the big barrier of a computer and a Zoom and not having that freedom to just speak on the in the whare. Jay, I don't want to go too over our time, but I do want to say back to the NZQA thing with your service at Literacy Aotearoa. Does it matter that is it NZQA specifically accredited? If not, does that matter? And is there, because I do know they have bridging courses, say if I needed to go on to something specifically in my studies, and I didn't do those subjects at school, like level 3 English or something. Can you get that at Literacy Aotearoa, or do you have to go into those polytechs to get those standards?
So Literacy Aotearoa Charitable Trust, we are charitable trust now. Mm-hmm. We are accredited provider, so we can deliver literacy and numeracy programs or the foundational skills up to level 2. If, for an example, if a learner comes in and he wants to go into the army, but he's missing 6 credits out of the literacy or reading, then we are a provider that's able to deliver some of those unit standards for him to achieve those credits. So yeah, we can deliver those. We can run the foundation skills, which is probably what we pathway majority of our ACE learners through. So one of the key things that we do with all our learners that come in enroll with us is we have an interview process, and part of that interview process is creating individual learning plans. And so we look at short-term goals and we look at long-term goals. So the short-term goals could be simple things like, I need my license. Okay, so what's the license for? Your long-term goal is to what? Well, I need employment. I've got 3 kids, you know, I need to get out of the house, or I want to go to further training and I've only got, you know, 60 credits. So they'll come with a variety of needs. And so part of that interview process is for us to actually fine tune, okay, we can achieve this within the next 10 weeks, similar to what Simone's saying, by putting you into this driver license program. It'll run for 4 weeks. So many hours. By the end of that program, you should be ready and confident to go and sit your learner license test. Mm-hmm. From there, where to from here? Are we looking at employment? Then again, it comes back to job searching skills. It comes back to, you know, coaching and mentoring, networking with local agencies, and sort of just really guiding them through a whole pathway. Another tool that we use when we aren't able to regularly meet with whānau, because our people out there and our families out there, they got busy lives, you know, and regardless if they're, you know, having to go out to the moana and have to hunter gather their weekly pātaka, then we've got to try and navigate our way around those things as well, along with the digital technology, trying to keep them engaged. So yes, we are accredited provider. That's to answer that question. And then the second question was, sorry.
Oh, Ola.
we are a accredited provider to do the actual tutor training. So if you wanted to become an adult educator of literacy and numeracy, we are able to deliver that certificate as well. So we do the level 4 NZCAT, which is the New Zealand Certificate of Adult Tertiary Teaching. And then we deliver the level 5 NZCALNI, we call it, which is, again, the National Certificate in Adult Literacy Numeracy Educator Vocational. So majority of our tertiary providers would have either one of those if they're certificated. Yeah.
Wow, thank you. Thank you for sharing that. There's lots of things you do. It's a social service more so than just literacy. You're offering so much at both of you. Is other services costly? Do they cost the people, or are they all funded?
So literacy services, literacy services, there's no cost to the learner. So it doesn't matter if we run an adult community education wānanga, you know, it's at no cost to the learner. So again, it comes down to really what the local communities need. There might be a beekeeping rōpū up in Te Hapua who are saying, hey, we got a group of 6, 7, 8 new whānau who want to come and have a look at how to put a bee cage together. Can we run a program up here? So we would say, yep, kei te pai. Let's find some of the resources and we'll send you the tutor contractor that we know who has all those skills and knowledge around that stuff. And we've done a lot of beekeeping programs up in Te Hapua and down here. And we would pretty much just... Here you go. Here's the resources, similar to what Far North Group would do. Yeah, but specialise in the actual, here's what we're reading, here's what we're listening to, here's what we're calculating.
Right.
So yeah, kia ora.
So in closing, do you want to just add on to that kōrero she was saying?
In regards to costs?
Yeah, if there are.
Most of the stuff that we do in the parenting and the teen intensive teen parent space, there's no cost at all. So we provide a group parenting course that it's you've got to come for 6 weeks or 6 sessions because it covers a range of parenting support that we need to do. So that's free. And then the intensive team parent part, again, that's free as well. So we provide transport as well or petrol vouchers so that there's no barriers to people either coming here or us going to pick them up. In the adult community education space, most of our staff is no cost. Mm. But we do have to charge for things like just recently we've done a couple of upcycling courses. And something like that for us always brings more expenditure. You know, you've got to buy the resources, the tools, the saws, the hammers, all that sort of stuff. And obviously we have to get a tutor in that has those that skills and knowledge to deliver it. So, yep, we do charge sometimes, but we really try and keep it at no cost as much as possible. Mm. Yeah.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you both for sharing about that. That upcycling thing, is that like furniture and that? I've spent a lot of time on YouTube watching those types of videos. There's so much. It's cool.
It's been amazing. I think when I've gone to see when they first started to the product, but the people that have attended have bought an item from home, whether it's a chest of drawers or they've bought something up from a secondhand shop. And honestly, you see that the item that they bought into what they finished with is amazing. Yeah.
That was a really like, good course wow. Actually.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah. Oh, hei whakakapi, me mihi atu au ki a kōrua, kwa tai mai tēnei ahi-ahi ki te kōrero mō koutou kaupapa i roto i o koutou mahi. Jay, tēnā koe. Simone, tēnā koe. Tēnā koutou katoa e hakarongo mai ana i tēnei pō, e mātaki-taki mai ana, e hakarongo hoki ana i runga i te kaha o Ngā iarere o te hiku, te reo irirangi o te hiku o te ika, nō reira tēnā koutou. And I'd just like to give this time for our guests to mihi to us o ka kite.
Anō e mihi ana kia koutou. Just want to encourage our whānau that are out there listening. You know, kaui e whakamā. Ki te haere mai koutou to access the support and the services for whatever it is. Engaging in any kind of education, just reach out. Ngā mihi.
Kia ora, Jay. Thank you for the opportunity to be on today. Again, similar to Jay, just reach out, Far North Reap. We've got Facebook, website, everything's advertised there. A massive variety of support that our organisation provides. We're here to help our community. That's what we're here for.
Thank you. Thank you all very much for listening. Hoki mai anō a tērā wiki e tū mai nei. Pō marie.
Pō marie.
Marie.